Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 8:06 even on a Wednesday evening on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman and Connor Green. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for another two-hour Wednesday schmooze, right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. And coming your way, our way, right now is Connor Hughes. And Connor has been covering the Jets since 2014. Have you ever considered yourself such a lucky guy because you've been able to cover winning football for a good 5 years now?
I don't know about that, Steve. I think I got to go back and look at my career winning percentage since I jumped on the beat. I had that one 10-6 season in 2015, and since then there's been a lot of 5-11s and 4-12.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I have a good batting average, but I don't know if the winning percentage is all that good.
Well, first of all, your work is exemplary, if I said that word correctly, but I hope you know what I mean by saying it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. That's for sure. Any reader, anybody hearing you or reading anything that you do would say the same thing. By the way, we understand Sam Darnold, of course, has been cleared to play, and we also got word today that his spleen is listed as probable. So we're hoping the two get together as one. And let me ask you this, seriously, would you clear him to play? Because all of us kind of feel it's on the early side. And of course, we only play doctors on the radio and with television and everything else. But it just seems like maybe they're rushing him back too soon. Am I off base here? What do you think?
I don't necessarily know if that's... See, here's the thing. It all comes down to the spleen and the rushing him back, putting him out there too soon. The Jets cannot, and doctors cannot, medically clear him until his spleen is back to its normal size.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole big ordeal with mono, and that's the big problem with mono, because when your spleen swells, you are then more susceptible to that spleen rupturing, and that spleen can rupture with any form of contact, which is why Darnold hasn't been allowed to play or do anything, because that spleen's been enlarged. Well, it's been slowly but surely going back down and going back down and going back down, and the hope originally from the Jets was that the spleen was going to be back to its normal size last Friday. He was going to be cleared and he'd be able to physically play against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Jets didn't get that vote of confidence, so he wasn't able to do it. So that's when it parlayed to Monday, which is when he had those tests, and the test came back clear. And they said, yeah, look, Sam, you're good to go. You are now physically cleared. So there is no worry anymore about Sam Darnold dying on the football field. There's no worry about the spleen anymore. The only concern now is basically with his stamina and with his fatigue and where he is physically in terms of his ability to go out there and play football. Because, again, Steve, you kind of brought it up. This kid hasn't taken a hit since week one. He hasn't played a game since week one.
Mm-hmm.
He just started throwing a football again last week. So there are some concerns that his stamina and that his being in quote-unquote football shape is not going to be where it needs to be. But the Jets watched him in practice last week. The Jets watched him in practice here on Wednesday, and they'll do the same on Thursday and Friday. And they believe that because Sam's 22, he hasn't lost too much stamina, that he's going to be good to go. So they are going to start him against the Cowboys, whether it's the right decision, wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll know pretty early on in this one against the Cowboys and how Sam Darnold looks. If he's really off, well, maybe he did need a few more practices and maybe another week before he played. But Adam Gase and the Jets believe he's good to go, so they're going to throw him out there.
All right. Illness And injury notwithstanding, Connor, does, in your opinion, does Adam Gase, do you think he knows what he's doing?
It's honestly, Steve, it's tough to say. I think it's a little early to make any rash judgments on him as a head coach because of the struggles that the Jets have had on offense to this point this year. Obviously, look, they struggled in the opener, but Sam Darnold had mono in the opener, so he wasn't the quarterback that a lot of people thought he was going to be. He obviously was very limited in what he could do physically because of that ailment. And since Darnold's been gone, the Jets have been dealing with a really beat up and pretty terrible offensive line play. And then obviously they had Trevor Siemian for a cup of coffee before he tore the ligaments in his ankle. And then they trotted out Luke Falk, who, with all due respect to Luke Falk, he is not an NFL quarterback at this point in time. He has no right being on an NFL roster. And the only reason he's on an NFL roster right now is because the Jets really had no other options. So this has been a very difficult first four games for Adam Gase, and it's kind of tough to really get a judgment on what he's like as a head coach, what he's like as an innovative offensive mind, what he's like as this quarterback guru, basically because he's been working with very, very little. If this offense is still looking like what it has the first month of the season when Sam Darnold is back and then gets his sea legs back underneath him as well after a couple weeks and when he fully clears this mono hurdle, if this offense is still looking like it is when Chris Herndon gets back out there, if the offense is still looking like it is when the offensive line gets a little bit more chemistry and the Jets believe that the grouping that they have right now is the right grouping and will be the right grouping once they get some chemistry and really start kicking this thing off, if the offense is still struggling, well, yeah, then you have every right and people have every right to question if Adam Gase was the right hire and kind of start to wonder if this thing's ever going to get better. But I know things have looked so terrible these first 4 weeks, and I know things have looked so awful, and it's kind of difficult to see the sunlight through these trees right now and through the forest. But it's kind of tough, really, to rip on Adam Gase just because he's had so little to work with, and you really can't find too much success offensively when, again, you got Luke Falk under center. It's just you're so handcuffed in that regard that it's really tough to make any judgment.
Well, you can make, and we all do, and we all do make judgments. No, you're right about what you're saying, and you're making sense, and you're being sensible. When you are being blown out, as the Jets were last weekend, and you have a 4th-and-3, and you're going for a 55-yard field goal into the wind, no less, that's a bad call. And when you want to give Le'Veon Bell, obviously a terrific running back, can you not make it a little bit more creative than a handoff where he's going between the tackles where they just box him up? He gains 1 or 2 yards. He had what was it, 21, 22 touches last weekend, but the passes, nothing innovative with the play calling, nothing offensive guru with the play calling with Bell. He gets his touches, but it's very predictable, very vanilla, the play calling. And again, with the 55-yard field goal they go for when they're down 31-6 and you have a 4th-and-3, the game is all said and done. I mean, why not go for it? So, yes, I do understand from what you're saying with Adam Gase, it is early to make any kind of a real judgment. But again, we live moment to moment to moment, and we all micromanage to some degree, especially on Sports Talk Radio. But the bottom line is he hasn't been very innovative, and maybe it's because, Connor, he's a whisperer, and he needs to speak up so people can hear him.
That might be it, Steve. That might be it. And I mean, everything you said, it's all valid. I mean, I completely agree with you. I know that Gase defended the decision not to go for it on 4th-and-3 and to kick that field goal because he said he just wasn't feeling very confident with what the offense is doing. And again, the 4th-and-1 run up the middle, you were hoping to see maybe a little bit more. But at the same time, when he did run the 4th-and-1 and tried to get Luke Falk out and moving around a little bit to potentially get a pass to Bell in the flat to pick up the first. Falk, you know, the offense completely forgot to block Brandon Graham, which is stunning to think, and then Falk threw off his back foot right to a defender who returned it for a touchdown. So
yeah.
I think that Gase has been battled, and again, I don't want to come off as an apologist and defending him, but just to play devil's advocate is that I think what Gase has been trying to do is both protect a quarterback that he know is absolutely not ready to play right now, while also putting his offense in a position to have success and win. And what he's kind of figured out is that you can't do both of those things. You can't both protect the quarterback that really has no right being on the field and also put together a game plan that's creative, innovative, and can steal a victory or two. So he tried to do it. He couldn't. And, you know, obviously it didn't work out for him. The Jets were 0-4, and aside from that Bills game, these games have not been any close, not been very close. The Jets really haven't had any shot of winning any of them, again, except for that Bills game. And you want to think that it's going to get better with Sam Darnold, and that's kind of why I put those Adam Gase, oh, is he really as good? Is he really as good? Absolutely, you can have those questions in the back of your head, but don't follow through with them as far as making those, you know, declarative statements until these struggles continue once Darnold's back under center, once Chris Herndon's there. Because, look, I'll be the one right in front of kind of leading the charge of those criticisms if the Jets offense still lacks all of this creativity, the Jets offense still can't do anything with Darnold back out there. And, you know, the real shame of this all, Steve, is honestly about Trevor Siemian going down with the injured ankle and tearing the ligaments, because Gase was one of the leading forces in Trevor Siemian signing with the Jets.
Yeah.
That's the guy that he wanted as his quarterback. And if this offense had Trevor Siemian under center, he's a veteran presence. He's someone that Gase believes can run his offense successfully, well, maybe this looks a lot different. But again, it's kind of a built-in excuse a little bit for Gase, is that he was trying to do this all with Luke Falk. The criticisms would be much more warranted, I think, if he was still struggling with Siemian. But again, we don't know if this offense would have struggled with Siemian because he went down. So
yeah.
It's kind of a wait and see right now, and the wait and see is over because Darnold is back. He's going to start against the Cowboys. In a way, this is potentially a winnable game because you've seen the Cowboys have kind of beat up on some really bad teams. So maybe they're not as good as some originally anticipated. So maybe the Jets can get something going here. At the minimum, I think they should be playing a competitive football game at the bare minimum for a Thursday afternoon.
And, of course, this last week, maybe the innovative, creative offensive play of the game was the end around for the 19 yep. yards from Smith that got them the 6 points. And maybe in the Bills game, the 2-point conversion, and which, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, it was Darnold running around for like about 30, 35 yards before he hit Bell in the end zone for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah. And even, look, I mean, that game that Buffalo Bills game, I know the offense struggled some, but it looks so, so different if Robbie Anderson didn't pull up on his route. And I mean, he pulled up on his route, and that's one of the reasons why that last-ditch Hail Mary pass from Sam Darnold to Robbie Anderson in the fourth quarter that would have won the game, but a walk-off touchdown. This season for the Jets looks a whole lot different there if Robbie Anderson doesn't pull up on his route. So there was some positivity in that game. Again, the offensive line struggled, and Darnold was playing the game with mono, so he missed some throws that he does not normally miss, but he still put them in a position to have some success. So, again, you hope that this offense gets better with Darnold's insertion back into the lineup. If it doesn't, well, then you know what? The Jets have some big problems on their hands.
Have you noticed any Jets quitting?
No, I haven't. You know, that's actually one of the big things that I was kind of curious to see going forward here. I mean, if you watched that Eagles game, and it's almost kind of it makes you raise your eyebrows a little bit, because that defense, even late in the fourth quarter where the Jets were getting blown out, the game was already decided, Jamal Adams is breaking up a pass and celebrating like you know, he just basically put the Jets in a position to win. And guys are chasing down the quarterback and putting hits on the quarterback and celebrating and getting up and excited. So the energy is still there, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You got Le'Veon Bell fighting for every yard just to get back to the line of scrimmage with the game already decided, taking extra hits just to gain 2 and 3 yards. So these guys have not quit on their coach. These guys have not given up on their coach. These guys have not cashed in. And I think that, again, getting Darnold back is really going to provide an entirely new energy as well, just the fact that they'll have him under center. it should open things up on offense because now there is actually a legitimate threat to throw the ball, which certainly hasn't been there since Luke Falk took over. So, no one's quit, which is a little bit different than what we saw the last couple of years under Todd Bowles. Guys are still playing hard, and now there's going to be even more energy, obviously, with Darnold coming back.
And do you think maybe, for once, we might see something with, like, a direct snap to Bell? Maybe that would be a little bit innovative.
I think you'll see it. You know, I think that the tough thing here, Steve, is that we saw a lot of this creativity the fans and so many people so desperately desire. We saw so much of that in training camp. I mean, there was a play, and again, I can't go into too many of the specifics because the Jets' media policy prevents the reporting specific plays in training camp, but I think we're far enough past that where I can probably say this. If not, I'm going to get a nice text from a couple of their media relations staff saying, Connor, what the heck? But we saw a play where the Jets were in the red zone. Darnold took the snap. He handed it off to Ty Montgomery, who ran left. Ty Montgomery then flipped the ball to Chris Herndon, who was coming right. And Chris Herndon then ran a triple option play with Sam Darnold, where he pitched it to Darnold on the outside, who then ran to the one-yard line before Jamal Adams just made an insane play. But the Jets ran a double handoff to a triple option in the red zone to try to get a touchdown, which involved their tight end pitching it to their quarterback. I mean, we saw that type of creativity day in and day out in training camp, where the Jets really did display what fans so desperately crave and so desperately desire. They just haven't been able to show it. And I think, again, it goes back to Gase just trying so desperately to protect Luke Falk, who he knows should not even be out there, but is forced to not only play, but to start football games against good teams, especially like the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles. And I think he just, while creativity probably would have helped, I think he was worried that trying that creativity would end up ruining, in a way, Luke Falk. So it was an inner struggle he was dealing with, but that excuse of dealing with that inner struggle is no longer there because Darnold is back and Darnold is healthy. So I would think that creativity starts to show up again. If it doesn't, again, the Jets have some problems on their hands because then you got to worry about, well, is Adam Gase really this innovative offensive mind, or is he the guy that struggled two of his 3 years with the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I'm not going to ask you. I've said this before, and I think this is an accurate comment, that only the clown from the movie It has a lower approval rating in Miami than Adam Gase. But I'm not going to ask you if the Jets can beat the America's team. I'm going to ask you if the Jets can beat the spread.
Oh, it's 8.5 now, right?
Yes, from what I've seen. I've seen 8.5.
If it's 8.5, yeah, I think the Jets can beat that spread. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than what a lot of people expect. I mean, I think the fact that the Jets are coming back home will help them. I think the fact that Darnold's back will help them. I think that the fact that there really isn't too much film on tape of Sam Darnold and this Adam Gase offense either for the Cowboys to prepare for, because, again, this is kind of the second quarter of the season where a lot of teams defensively get a bunch of that film on tape. And because they get a lot of that film, they suddenly have to start reinventing themselves and changing things a little bit because defenses start piecing together and figuring out how to beat offenses. Well, that's not really the case for the Jets because aside from one game against the Bills, which again was played when Darnold had mono, there isn't any film of Adam Gase and Sam Darnold. It's Adam Gase and Luke Falk. So I think that will play to the Jets' hand. And again, the fact that I think the Cowboys are struggling a little bit now after back-to-back losses, that the Jets will keep it close. I think they'll keep it close. I don't feel confident enough saying they're going to win at all, but I do think they'll beat that spread where this has the chance to be a 4-point game, a 7-point game coming down to the wire. A one-possession game, I should say.
Okay. How many sacks can I expect from Leonard Williams?
I don't know. Has Leonard Williams played this year yet? I don't know.
I don't even know if he's still on the team. Confirm for me that he's still on the team.
that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what you can expect. I mean, it will probably help the fact that Quinnen Williams played last week, so he's kind of getting himself back in football shape after missing a couple games. The Jets think that having Quinnen out there will alleviate some of the double teams that Leonard Williams sees, which free him up to make some pressure. But Dak's a mobile guy. Dak's a guy that gets out of the pocket. And usually when you have someone that gets out of the pocket and plays that way, the defense is more focused on contain than penetration and pushing the pocket, which doesn't necessarily talking about the defensive line, I should say, that doesn't usually become contingent to getting sacks for defensive linemen. Usually it's the guys who are blitzing which come free. So we'll see. But you got to hope that eventually Leonard Williams makes his presence felt, because he's been invisible the first four games of the season.
Well, Quinnen Williams, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're talking with Connor Hughes, who's been covering the Jets since 2014. Connor, if I'm wrong here, I think in the opener against the Bills, when Quinnen Williams went down as much, and I'll ask you about Mobley in a second, but when Williams went down, I believe he went down, he was on the field for 23 snaps and didn't record a single stat. Am I right about that?
I don't have my computer up in front of me. I'd probably have to, and you're testing my memory there going back to week one. So I believe that sounds right. Cause I think I remember people tweeting me about that. So I believe that's right.
Yeah. I mean, I find that impossible to believe, because you would think falling on a pile, he would get like an assisted tackle, something.
You know what, Steve? That was the game though, where the Bills didn't run the ball until like the third quarter. There was some like insane stat there where they were basically throwing the ball with Josh Allen every single play. So there was no running.
Right.
And that's probably where Quinnen Williams is going to get his tackles. Obviously he's with Frank or something like that. And the Bills, for whatever reason, that game, if my memory serves me correctly, didn't like, they ran the ball for the first time with like a minute left in the first quarter or something like that, which probably played a role, because Quinnen had like five tackles or something like that this past week.
Yeah, and what about Mobley? When do we expect him? When is he coming back? And none too soon, Connor.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like this week. I think that's the big surprise coming out of this press conference we had today with Adam Gase, is that, you know, this has been... Look, originally the Jets expected this guy back out of the bye, and now that's not happening. I mean, Gase said he will be doubtful at best to play against the Cowboys on Sunday. And it's one of those things where this is a soft tissue injury. And with a soft tissue injury, it heals slower, and sometimes it heals quicker. You don't really know, because it's not like an ankle sprain or anything like that. And the worry for the Jets is that if they rush him back or they put him out there on the field before he's ready, he can tweak that and he can be out for another 3 months because he tweaked the injury. So it doesn't sound like Mosley's going to play this week. He did not practice today. The Jets don't expect him to practice on Thursday. Maybe he can get out there and do a little bit on Friday. But in all likelihood, the Jets said that, or Adam Gase said, they're on the back nine of this. They're getting closer, but it doesn't sound like the train's in the station yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you find it somewhat ironic that when Falk was out there, his backup was a quarterback by the name of Fails?
I'll tell you what, the tabloids, I'm sure, were absolutely loving the fact that they had a Falk, a Fails, and a Ficken with a kicker to play with for these last couple of weeks. I'm sure that was some headline writer's dream.
Yeah. Well, Connor, listen, thank you for the half hour here. Very interesting, informative. A lot more. It's more interesting and informative and fun and entertaining talking to you than watching the Jets play.
I appreciate that, Steve. I do. But I'll tell you what, that's a low bar to clear, but I do appreciate the
comment. You're the best, Connor. Thanks an awful lot for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve.
You got it. All right, Connor Hughes has been covering the Jets, and when you've been covering the Jets for as long as he has, since 2014, don't you find it amazing? He sounds sane, he sounds normal, he sounds reasonable, intelligent, all of these things after covering and watching the Jets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.